Fanfare and excitement accompanied Auckland's move out of lockdown, but some businesses in its less visible suburbs say not much has changed. While many flung the doors open, some have kept them shut, with operations in Ōtara and Ōtahuhu saying some of their customers are struggling with vaccine passport requirements. Other businesses spoken to appeared unaware of new rules, while some say they're too stretched to monitor them. Nick Trubridge and cameraman Nick Monroe report.
In case you missed it, Auckland's in the red and out of lockdown, but away from the glitz, glam, hustle and bustle of the super city's central suburbs, you wouldn't know it.
Well, it's the first Monday of the traffic light system here in Ōtara Town Centre, and as for the vaccine pass, well, some have opted to stay with takeaway only, saying it's too hard to designate a staff member to checking, while others have given us sort of confused looks when we've asked about that vaccine pass.
Some of them may don't have the pass, so we choose to continue doing that.
Jackie Hsu manages the local Subway in Ōtara Mall. There's space for seating inside here, but a table plastered with menus blocks customers from entering.
We just try to provide our service to everybody, no different to everybody, so this is more easier for us. So once, if we remove the table, we let them to walk in, the responsible will be to all my staff. They have to ask, hello there, do you have the pass? If the people says no, what should we do?
It's a sentiment shared by many in Ōtara. The vast majority of hospitality businesses here are still doing things the old way, even those with capacity for seating. We run into Business Association Town Centre Manager Rana Judge, who tells us trade hasn't picked up here because the rules are confusing and not enough people have the pass.
They're not familiarised with this traffic light system and also with the vaccination pass. So definitely for next couple of months, people will be struggling.
Across the road, Easy Roast is sticking to takeaway only. No sitting in to chow down on that chicken dinner. Christine is already stretched, prepping meals, working the till, so forget vaccine passes, she says.
Quite hard, yeah, for the small business it's quite hard, yeah. Because there's not enough people to staff to do it. And so we prefer takeaways. Easy for us if we sit inside, it's too hard.
In Ōtahuhu, Samantha Halliso waits and waits for diners to show up at Rocky's food joint. The doors are open, the tables are out, but it's deathly quiet. And Samantha says the vaccine pass simply isn't accessible for everyone in her community.
There's some that don't have a mobile phone, or they don't have access to a printer. So there are some cases where it's difficult that we won't be able to let them in because they don't have those necessities.
Instead, the business has been accepting vaccination cards given to people when they have their shots.
Not really accessible for most of us, yeah. Especially the ones that have no internet and no access to Wi-Fi or any mobile phones. Some of our elderly don't know how to use a mobile phone. So I'm not too sure if we're allowed to ask for the little cards for the double jabbed. But we are asking because that's the only thing that we can, because we don't want to turn people away too if they're already double vaxxed. We want them to come and shop normally.
Most locals we talk to have downloaded their vaccine pass, but say it's wrong to suggest access is easy for all Aucklanders.
For my mum, it was hard because she doesn't really use technology. But when she did, she got sent a blank one. But then the chemist helped her print her one, yeah.
I have a shop here. Lots of people, they come to me every day for that. I'll do that for them.
This man owns a phone repair shop, but forget cracked screens, he's received a flood of requests for vaccine pass help.
The reason is because for that you need an email. Because older people, they don't have emails. That's the problem. For email, because for them, if you have to register first, they send a code to the email, but they don't have email. That's the problem.
Then there's those who still aren't on board.
Nah, not yet.
Will you get one, do you think?
I'm trying to decide.
Yeah, it's a personal decision. To be honest, I don't really want to get the vaccine. Yeah.
So while Auckland's pulled up to the red light, it appears some are being left behind.